Regenerative Rising, a 501c3 nonprofit organization, announced the appointment of Nisha Mary Palouse as its new executive director. Regenerative Rising is a powerful voice in the regenerative movement, recognized for its summits, which feature diverse speakers and bring scientific, outcome-oriented communities together with the food and fashion industries to tackle climate change. The group is made up of women leaders like Kelsey Scott, Director of Programs for the Intertribal Agriculture Council. The board brings a wide range of expertise to the organization, including knowledge about Native American and Black farming practices. We all deserve better, says the first and only Native American council member in California's largest city. Mitch O'Farrell is calling on his colleagues to step down for making racist and offensive statements about Indigenous people, African Americans, and members of the LGBTQ community. O'Farrell, a citizen of the Wyandotte Nation, said the resignations of council members Nuri Martinez, Gil Cedillo, and Kevin DeLeon were the only way for the city of Los Angeles to move forward from the horrific comments the politicians made about numerous people and groups in the community. The second annual Native American Unscripted Workshop announces new participants, and one of them is very close to home. The workshop is a talent development program that aims to boost the careers of Native American filmmakers, journalists, and media artists in the field of unscripted film and television. Jim Warren, educator, advocator, and filmmaker, is a member of the Oglala Sioux Tribe. Warren created continuing education programs at the SDSU Interwork Institute. He has written over $50 million in grants and contracts for universities and tribal nations. Currently, he is the Community Engagement Director at the University of South Dakota Center of Disabilities, Oyate Circle, Sanford School of Medicine. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.